Going live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Brother Terry, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great this morning. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I mean, it's a beautiful day and life is beautiful.
Life can be beautiful. Absolutely. And, you know, it really does take some effort on a person's part. Some effort, you know. You can't just go through life and just think that everything is just going to fall out of the sky on you. You actually got to do some things yourself. And I know you're going to talk to us today about that doing something yourself and how that works, what tools we have in our own hands to really kind of create the life you want. You know, you know, I never thought I'd be saying that one day, that you... Terry, I'm telling you, I should have known that, though. My mother tried to give me clues years ago. She told me, if you make your bed hard, you got to lie in it.
That's right, that's right.
Basically, what she was saying is that you can create, Lalisa, the life you want. I wish you would have said it like that, but who knows, I probably still got it. But my mom, she was almost like Jesus talked in parables. I guess
yes,
you figured
yes.
You really want it, you'll figure it out. But it means the same thing, because if you make the bed, that's the key word. You make. You. Well, you is the key.
Yes.
You
yes,
make.
You are.
Okay. You make. You made it. And it's yours. If you make it
well,
hard.
Well, that's the thing. But like you said, but we have a choice. See, that, you know, what that, when you make, that signifies
yes.
A choice. You know, you made it. Nobody else, you. You made it.
That's right. You made it. Here's the thing. Guess what? And you're not making it for anybody else. You're making it for you.
Yes, yes.
See, my mother's the type to let us know. Trust me, y'all. That mess y'all out there making, you the one who have to deal with that. Because she's like, I didn't make it for my life. She's like, I did what I wanted for my life. And that's the key. You got to do what you want. You can do what you want for your life. And what we're trying to encourage people to do is to start now. So if you're on the phone and you're listening in the chat room or wherever, if you're 5 years old, start now. If you're 35, start now. If you're 105, start now. You know.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to welcome all of our guests in the chat room, on the phone lines. I want to welcome those who come back and listen to the archives, because people do come back and listen to the archives. Not everybody can tune in live at 7 a.m., but others are listening live through various other RSS feeds that are out there on my website and on many other places, Facebook, and there's many other places where Blog Talk Radio does feed this radio broadcast into. So people all over the world, we want to welcome you to the All About Entrepreneurs. And, you know, it really is all about entrepreneurs, because right now there are so many people who are faced with having to start their own business for one reason or another. The economy is downsizing. You know, first we started with companies downsizing.
Yes.
Now the whole economy is downsizing, and what that means.
And again, we have to have a response to it. Either you're going to do something about it, or you're going to not do something about it. And it's just as simple as that. It's like you said, it is choices, and we have to make the right choice. And I'm like with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. He said, you know, choose wealth.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, you know.
He said, if you're broke, you're broke by choice. And then Dr. Grant, Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, hit us last year at the conference with, broke. He said, "Broke is hazardous to your health. Poverty, to your health." You know, so she tells that story. You got to come to the conference on August 24th. So make sure you go to connect with me on Facebook. You got to come to that conference. If you don't come for no other reason, you got to come hear this powerful woman. But we're going to have many, many other powerful women there. This is the Women Leaders in Entrepreneurs Summit. You got to come. I'm sure you'll be there, Professor Terry, with your publishing company and other products that you have.
I encourage other men to come. I think a lot of times that we think it's just for the women. You know, but I think, you know, wealth and entrepreneurship is for everybody. I remember kids when they used to have their little lemonade stand and whatnot. We need to go back to that.
We are going back. We ain't got no choice at this point. We're desperate. But here's the thing. The men better start coming to the conferences that these women are giving, because guess what? There is some heavy-duty information. I'm talking about heavy-duty. Listen, whoa, I'm telling you, they better come. They better not worry about the fact that it says women on there. You can pay your, we'll take your $30, $40, whatever it costs to get in. But the knowledge right now, information, that's the key word. So you're going to talk to us about a portal for information, and I want, you know, our listeners to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to move out of the way and turn it over to you, and I'll be back toward the end of the show. So with that being said, Professor Terry Benjamin, businessman, author, publisher, playwright, English teacher, instructor, professor, a missions counselor, what do you don't do? Husband, father, grandfather, friend. Okay, now.
Yes, all that.
Listen, love the Lord. So take it away.
Yes, thank you. Definitely love the Lord and love Jesus Christ and love all my brothers and sisters in the faith, you know, because at this point we really need each other. We need each other so much that it's hurting. I mean, it's hurting that we look for help outside of ourselves, and I think now it's time to turn to ourselves. And today's topic, today's book is so important to me. It's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind: Unlock Your Master Key to Success. Again, it's all within you. It's within your mind, and most people understand that we have a conscious mind, but we have a subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is really where the magic takes place. Because sometimes in our conscious mind is so influenced by outside factors, but the subconscious mind is really informed by our faith, our deepest beliefs. I mean, we want things that we would never, most of us anyway, would never say in public. But in our subconscious mind, we have those things. And what we need to do is go into our subconscious mind and bring out those things that we really, 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 really want. That's four reallys. And I mean, it's just that simple. Really, 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 really. We really have to go to our subconscious mind and pull out the ideas, the products, the strategies to help us to get the things that we really and truly want. And a lot of times we don't want to admit these things, but we have to understand that it is all within our hands. And in this book here by Dr. Joseph Murphy, he talks about the law of life. And I just want to read a brief passage from the book and continue just going through the book and bring out some highlights. But he says here in the introduction to the book, he said that, and I quote, "The law of life is the law of belief. And belief could be summed up as briefly as thought in your mind. As a man thinks, feels, and believes, so is the condition of his mind, body, and circumstances. A technique, a methodology, based on the understanding of what you are doing and why you are doing it, will help you to bring about a subconscious embodiment of all the things of life. Essentially, and I love this part here, Dr. Murphy says that answered prayer is a realization of your heart's desire. Answered prayer is a realization of your heart's desire. When you get that thing that you really, 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 really want, it is really an answered prayer. And it's an answered prayer coming out of your heart's desire. I'll never forget many, many years ago, my partner in my business ventures is a gentleman named Tobias Fox. And he brought me this book. It was a book entitled Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And it was by a man named T. Harv Eker. And it was entitled Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastery the Inner Game of Wealth. And basically, you know, he brought me this book, and this was in 2006. And he invited me to join him on this journey of developing our millionaire mind. And it's so funny because when you start to read and you start to read in a certain area, you find other things that sort of reinforce what you've been reading. And so I read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind in 2006, and now in 2013, I'm reading a book entitled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. There is definitely a connection. And it's so funny because I went back to the Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and there's some things that sort of jumped out at me, you know, the conversation that we've had, Lisa, and the book Eckhart says, rich people believe I create my life. Poor people believe life happens to me. Okay, and I love that. Rich people believe I can create my life, but poor people believe life happens to me. So I think we need to stop letting life just happen to us, because most of the times what happens to us is not what we want. So we really need to get to our self-conscious mind, make that decision to become wealthy. Because he says here, and I like this as well, and this is in the Eckhart book, it says here, poor people have plenty of good reasons as to why getting and actually being rich might be a problem. Consequently, they are not 100% certain they really want to be rich. Their message to the universe is confusing. Their message to others is confusing. And why does all of this confusion happen? Because their message to themselves is confusing. Earlier, we talked about the power of intention. I know it might be hard to believe, but you always get what you want, what you subconsciously want, not what you say you want. You might, in fact, deny this and respond, that's crazy. Why would I want to struggle? My question for you is exactly the same. I don't know. Why would you want to struggle? So, again, what's in your subconscious mind is really going to make a difference about how you go through life, how you really navigate it. And it says here in the book, going back to Dr. Murphy's book, he says here, the infinite riches are all around you. If you will open your mental eyes and behold the treasure house of infinity within you, there's a gold mine within you, from which you can extract everything you need to live life gloriously, joyously, and abundantly. Again, it's within you. You have that facility. I know when I'm writing, and you know when I'm doing some creative writing, and I'm writing something, and ideas come to me, but I think the ideas are really embedded in my subconscious mind, and I have to learn how to get back to that. I know for myself that in many writers, the best stuff is in your subconscious mind, not your conscious mind. The conscious mind is weak. The richness is back in that subconscious mind. And the more you write, the quicker you can get to that subconscious mind to bring out those gems, bring out those pearls. And these things come together in a way that you could not imagine. But you have to get into that. You have to decide this is what you want. And if you decide to do that, your subconscious mind can work for you. It says here in the book, the first thing you realize that your subconscious mind is always working. It is active night and day, whether you act upon it or not. Your subconscious is the filter of your body, but you cannot constantly perceive or hear the inner silent process. Your business is with your conscious mind and not your subconscious mind. just keep your conscious mind busy with the expectation of the best, and make sure the thoughts you habitually think are based on whatever things are true, lovely, true, just, and a good report. So you have to really concentrate on those good things, because, again, you have a choice. You can concentrate on the positive, or you can concentrate on the negative. It's up to you. But it has to be something that you do on a daily basis. You know, it got to be something that you really know. For example, it says here in the book that it says that great artists, musicians, poets, speakers, and writers tune in with their subconscious talents and become animated and inspired. Okay? You become animated and inspired when you plug into that subconscious mind, and it's really waiting for you to use it. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't use it because we don't think that that's something that is going to help us. But again, it is about wealth and being rich. A lot of people don't want to talk about being rich because they think rich people are bad people, you know, because they're greedy people and they're selfish people. The only reason they're rich is because they've taken from others. But we realize that the world is abundant, that there is more than enough for everybody, and wealth is a good choice. It's not a bad choice. I don't think anybody chooses to be poor. But if you don't choose to be rich, then you choose to be poor by default. If you don't choose to get better, then you're going to get worse. It is as simple as if you don't choose good health, you're going to have bad health. It's just as simple as that. And it says here in the book here that wealth is simply a subconscious conviction on the part of the individual. Let me say that again. Wealth is simply a subconscious conviction on the part of the individual. You will not become a millionaire by saying, I am a millionaire, I am a millionaire. You will grow into a wealth consciousness by building into your mentality the idea of wealth in abundance, okay? A wealth consciousness. Act like a rich person. You know, they say fake it till you make it. Act like whatever you want to do is possible because you have all the resources at your fingertips. I know when I started working on myself, I attracted people who were musicians, people who could be narrators, people who could be actors, people who could bring me ideas. But I had to open it up, but I had to take that idea out of my subconscious mind and bring it to my conscious mind. And it says here, and I love this in the book here, it says here, the feeling, now this is just a feeling, as Dr. Murphy says, the feeling of wealth produces wealth. Keep this in mind at all times. Your subconscious mind is like a bank. It's called a universal financial institution. It magnifies whatever you deposit or impresses upon it, whether it is idea of wealth or of poverty. Choose wealth, okay? Choose wealth. And it goes on and says that your affirmation succeeds best when it's specific and when it does not produce a mental conflict or argument. Hence, the statements made by this man made matters worse because it's just his lack. Your subconscious accepts what you really feel to be true. Not just out of words or statements, the dominant idea or belief is always accepted by the subconscious mind. Okay, again, do not confuse yourself. Say what you want and do what you mean. It says here, you know, that your subconscious mind is never short of ideas, and that's where the rich is, you know. And I like it at this point in page 67. It says here, sleep and grow rich. That's a subtitle. It says here, as you go to sleep at night, practice the following technique. Repeat the word wealth quietly, easily, and feelingly. Do this over and over again, just like a lullaby. Lull yourself to sleep with the one word wealth. You'll be amazed by the result. Wealth, you should flow to you an avalanche of abundance. This is another example of the magic power of your subconscious mind. Okay? Put it in there before you go to bed. Think and grow rich, okay? Dream and grow rich, you know? Be and grow rich. And one of the things I like about this book is that they give you practical steps to success. And I like to just talk about the three steps to success. And this is from Dr. Murphy. The three steps to success. He says that success means successful living, a long period of peace, joy, and happiness on this plane, maybe term success. The eternal experience of these qualities is the everlasting life spoken of by Jesus. The real things of life, such as peace, harmony, integrity, and security, and happiness, are intangible. They come from the deep self of man. Meditating on these qualities builds the treasures of heaven in our subconscious. It is where moth and rust do not consume and where the thieves do not break through and steal. And this is from Matthew 6:20. But the three steps to a success are as follows. It said, three steps to success. The three steps to success. Number one, find out the thing you love to do, then do it. Number one, find out the thing you love to do, then do it. Number two, specialize in some particular branch of work and know more about it than anyone else. Number two, specialize in some particular branch of work and know more about it than anyone else. Number three, your desire must not be selfish. It must benefit humanity. Number three, your desire must not be selfish. It must benefit humanity. So number one, find a thing you love to do, then do it. Number two, specialize in a particular branch of work and know more about it than anyone else. And number three, your desire must not be selfish. It must benefit humanity. And those things, those three things, again, you plant those in your subconscious mind. And again, you find out what you thing you love to do. A lot of people are doing jobs that they are good at. They're very, very good at, but that's not what they really want to do. You know, a lot of times they say, well, I'll do this until I get opportunity to do something else. And a lot of times you don't get that opportunity. So again, finding what you love to do and do it to the point where you can get the money that you need to take it to the next step. But again, find out what you want to do, the thing that you love to do. Number two, specialize in some particular branch of work and know more about it than anyone else. There is nobody on this planet that I know of, and I hope that I meet that person, who reads more than I read. I'm sure there are people who do, but I haven't met them yet. And I would love to, because I have so many books that I've read that I can't even talk about because people don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But the thing is that this is something that I love. I've always loved books. I've always loved reading, and I always loved sharing what I read. I never thought I'd get paid for it, but I have in many different ways. And number three, your desire must not be selfish. It must benefit humanity. And when I talk about humanity, I'm talking about people that I haven't met. I'm talking about people who are unborn. I believe that if we get this thing right with success and success principles and plug into our subconscious mind and get it to kids early in life, so when they become our age or older, they would have had this. This would be something that they wouldn't even think about, okay? They've made a habit of going to their subconscious mind. They've made a habit of following these three keys to success. They've made a habit of building their millionaire mind. They made a habit of truly being happy. They made a decision that they're not going to let life happen to them, but they're going to happen to life. They're going to do the things that they know they have to do to live the life that they want to live. I love what Dave Ramsey said, that if you want to have what people don't have, you have to do the things that people won't do. And that's so true. You know, I mean, there's so many people sitting around worried and concerned about the future, and that's really, that's serious, okay? We live in some serious times, but we do have an opportunity to change things. And the last thing that I'd like to read, Lisa, is from the book, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And again, he talks about three levels of wanting. He says, the first level, I want to be rich. The second level is, I choose to be rich. And the third level is, I commit to being rich. And that word commit is so important. It says here, the third level of wanting is, I commit to being rich. The definition of the word commit is to devote oneself unreservedly. This means holding absolutely nothing back, giving 100% of everything you've got to achieving wealth. It means being willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. This is the warrior's way. No excuses, no ifs, ands, no buts, no maybes, and failure is not an option. The warrior's way is simple. I will be rich or I will die trying. And that may sound sort of extreme, but you know what? In the final analysis, what you plant in your subconscious mind is what's going to bear fruit. And so you don't want to be, don't, see, a lot of times we are too easy on ourselves. We got to be hard. We got to say, you know what? I choose wealth and I pursue wealth. I'm committed to wealth. And not just for me, but for my family and for my friends and for humanity. Because I think the more that we have, the more that we can share, and the more that we can share, and the more that we can to multiply. And so again, another book that I want you to read. And the thing is, please read not just read these books, but apply these books. Okay, this book is entitled "The Power of Your Subconscious Mind: Unlock Your Master Key to Success." It's right within you. It's in your subconscious mind, and we really need to plug into that. You know? And Lisa, I hope that, you know, again, the people who listen to will not only buy the book, but also practice the wisdom which is in the book. Because, I mean, we have a lot of books. I mean, the world is full of many, many books. But, again, how many books do we read and use as part of our life? When I talk about, you know, the things about wealth and whatnot, these are things that I believe, and these things that I practice every single day. So, again, I'm the type of person that I believe that you should practice what you preach. And so if I say get this book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, about the Master Key to Your Success, I want you to get it because it will help you in many, 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 many ways. The last thing I want to say here is about, you know, about retirement. This is from the book here. It says here, your retirement, those who are in that situation, your retirement is a new venture. Take up new studies and new interests. You can now do the things you always wanted to do when you were so busy making a living. Give your attention to living life. And so I'm saying, if you have to live life, live the best life that you can possibly live.
Good word, good word, people.
Is there, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Well, it's been awesome. I tell you, I know I'm rich. Hallelujah. You said that I got to be. My mind says I am filthy rich. And so, listen.
You are, because you plant that seed in your subconscious. And that subconscious, you know, again, it can only grow from the seed you plant there, you know. And if you plant a good seed, you're going to get a good harvest.
Well, you also said that he said, and one of the other things I really got out of this message today, he said in the book that poor people stand around wondering that, okay, life just happens to me. Oh, well, look what happened.
Rich
person says, oh, no, let me make something happen. And so right. With that being said, you can just nickname me Miss Make It Happen.
I love it.
Because when I realized one day that, wait a minute, it took me a while, but when I woke up in that jail cell, I realized that everything leading up to that, I had made that happen.
That's right, right. And sometimes we don't want to take credit for that, but you know, we take credit for the good stuff. We got to take credit for the bad stuff because it's all part of the whole, you know.
So I was like, wait a minute, I did make some stuff. I just didn't make it right. It's just like when you make a bad pan of lasagna.
Yes.
You know, you might make it bad 4 or 5 times. All your money, ground beef is expensive, cheese is really expensive. So you say, wait, and took your time. So while you're like, wait a minute, let me switch this thing up here. I'll put the cheese in before I put in the eggs or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make it, but all I know is I've made it before. I know you got to switch some stuff up. Next thing you know, the family says, ooh, this tastes good. if you give up because it tastes nasty, because all you got to do is rearrange your ingredient. The same life.
Right, but it's choices, you know. You make a choice. You make a choice and you get the results, you know.
But here's the thing, Terry. You got the same life you had when all that bad stuff was happening.
Yeah.
It's the same particles. You just have to do some things different. And I believe that's what you're talking about with this whole subconscious mind. The same subconscious mind that is there that will guide you into wealth, you already have that mind with you from birth.
That's right.
It's not, you know, so we renew the mind. We don't get a new mind. We just renew the one we got.
right. Yeah. And again, this is a 24/7, you know, every day and now, your subconscious mind is at work, you know, but we need to control it a lot better. you know, to let it fly off in different negative directions. We need to focus it.
But see, here's the problem. When life and the enemy keeps us all tied up in problems, we can't get the word out. But see, now, oh, my God, listen, it's like the curtain being rent, you know, for the people in the, in these areas, because now they have people like us. So here's the thing. You kicked me out of your school. All you did was giving me the opportunity to go start my own school. See, what happened was, once we became the information society, the secret, so when they wrote that book, The Secret, and they talked about how they were exposing a big secret, well, you can never beat God at exposing anything. Now God exposed an even bigger secret to the people, which is power of information. So now that I know that, well, all it takes to build a business is to have, well, as a matter of fact, now in business class, what we teach our students is that when I took business course 20 years ago, there were four factors of production.
Yes.
And labor capital and land, labor capital and land, labor capital. I don't know why I always skip the last one. Land, labor. Well, now there are six. They've added two, and the two that they've added is information and entrepreneurship.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I think what's
four? They go hand in hand, because the more you learn, the more you can produce, and the more you can produce, the more money you can make. So that's hand in hand.
I know, right? I don't know why I can never. Sometimes that fourth one where it escapes me. But okay, to have a business, you got to have you got to need land, you need labor, you need capital, and it's one more for some reason. I can't always get that one. I can never, when I do this show, I all of a sudden I forget it. It's course every semester. But so you, it's basically the four that you got to have. But you see, now look, two things: information. An entrepreneur, and this has been about 10 years now, they've added it, but is to the factors of production. Okay? So therefore, guess what? Nobody can hold you back now but you.
Well, that's the point. And again, if you teach, like, you know, the problem a lot of the teachers are having now, they can't find work. And for many of us, if you teach, especially if you teach at colleges, and if you don't teach in the summer, the next check that you get won't be until October. Although the school begins in September, you know, as adjuncts, you don't get paid until October. So you're really looking at from now May until October. So how are you going to take care of your family? How are you going to take care of yourself? You got to get busy.
Yes, you must. Now you know. We ain't going nowhere. I got to get that fourth land, labor, because, you know, our business book always right there. I don't want to leave the people hanging. Somebody on here might be wanting to start a business. And labor, capital, and, gosh, it's like on the tip of my tongue. And
But the thing is that, you know, people have to understand that now, I mean, you have to live, so you have to work. And again, you have, well, and I believe all these teachers who are quote unemployed from May to October, they're going to have to come up with some ideas to because they have the skill, they have the ability. But now, I see, you know, developing little schools, you know, little schools here and there, because people have the knowledge and ability and they want to teach. And there's so many people who need to learn. So, I mean, it's a good match, but we got to find out how to take it to the next level. And I know that we will.
Oh, yeah. You know, there is never any reason that we are going to just stop and give up. You know, we're going to keep going and keep going because,
and the thing is, it's not just for us, but, you know, it's for our families. And when I say family, I always think it's like in terms of family and friends. I mean, I have neighbors. I have a next-door neighbor who is really like a brother to me, you know, because, you know, it's our job, you know, to keep our community here intact. You know, we keep the streets clean. We put out the garbage the right way. We recycle. We do all things to make our environment the best. And, again, it's a small microcosm of what people have to do. We really have to start looking out for each other, because in final analysis, that's the way we help each other. And that's the way I think it should be. Nobody should suffer. You know, if I'm eating, you know, everybody eats, you know. So, I mean, I think we got to really start thinking about the future, you know, because right now people are just sort of crazed because they don't know where to go. But pretty soon, like you said, Lisa, and I keep on going back, you know, people are going to start releasing their power, and it's going to be a much better world, because right now we're holding back because we're looking for somebody else to come to our rescue. But you know what? There's nobody to come to our rescue. We have to come to our own rescue. And that's, for a lot of people, that's something that's like a revelation. You mean, I really got to help me? I really have to do for me? Yes, you do. But there's help. But you got to plant that seed. You know, you got to go to that subconscious mind and say, you know, I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. Because the alternative is not something I even want to deal with.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so it looks like, okay, land, labor, capital, and entrepreneurship. Okay, it doesn't seem like entrepreneurship was one of the four. I think they switched it around, but that's good. It might have been knowledge, maybe. They just took it and land, labor, capital. Now, fine. But land, labor, capital, and entrepreneurship, of course, I guess you would need that. But now, and this is not my other business book that I teach from. This is actually an older one. But the key is information, definitely being thrown in there, and this being we're in the information age. So what I'm saying is that now we can get information to people. We can get it out there to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can utilize it. And so, therefore, I'm saying, hey, that's a secret uncovered right there.
It is. And it's so funny, like you were saying, about the law of attraction. It's so funny because there's no secret. I mean, it's been known for many, many years. I mean, we go back to Think and Grow Rich, was written during the 1930s, and we're still talking about those things, those principles. I mean, they've never gone old. They've never been a secret. It's just that people are now discovering them, you know. And because, again, there's nothing, as they say in the Bible, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, there's nothing that we're doing that hasn't been done before. It's just a lot of people have woken up, and I say that a lot of people are in a state of emergency. And when I say emergency, what I'm saying is that people are in a state where they need to emerge with urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Emerge with urgency. Realize
right.
that your time is now, not tomorrow, next day. You got to do something now, because if you don't, you might not be around for the next day. So again, emerge with urgency right now. Emerge with urgency, because we are in a state of emergency. And for me, I'm excited, quite frankly.
Right.
I'm excited about it, you know, because it's giving me a chance to, you know, flex muscles that I forgot that I had.
Amen.
So I'm ready. I am ready. They say I'm ready like Freddy.
ready. That's what I said on Facebook. I said, you know what, sometimes you can do so many things and sometimes feel like, where are we going with all this? Especially when there are people in your life saying, why are you doing all that? Well, I said, well, only God knows why he has you doing all that. So I say to you, don't let nothing stop you, because only God can work all the things that you're doing together for good. So, you know, people say that, but guess what? If we didn't do all that, we wouldn't be on the radio every morning at 7 a.m. We wouldn't be able to go to, you know, the halfway house or the college and teach, or go down and do helping people here and there, helping people in some of the worst places you can imagine who need empowerment. Listen, man, I tell you, well, anyway, I'm excited. I was at a conference on Saturday in Maryland, Terry.
Yeah.
And Terry, sometimes when you talk to me and you hear me, I'm excited. And I'm doing these conferences, meeting women. I met some women this weekend on Saturday in Maryland. Terry, all you got to do is think back to the day I came running into Union County College.
Oh, okay. Man, I'll never forget that day.
Come on now. I didn't know nothing.
I'll never forget that day. That was a milestone. And again, and I saw some of the pictures from Maryland. And again, you seem to be having a good time. As a matter of fact, I think I saw you dancing in one of those pictures.
Yeah, we were dancing in Virginia. But when you get that mental picture, is this the same girl that didn't know nothing from nothing?
See that?
came running to college scared to death that she wasn't going to make it out of it. What? Listen, I'm telling you, God is able. That's why I say, you don't know what you're even capable of doing.
You don't.
You
and
see,
you won't know until you push yourself. You know, a lot of times we want to play safe and we want to stay in that comfort zone, but we got to get out of that, man. And flex the muscles, you know.
Safe is dangerous. And
it
then
is. It is.
Next month, May, got a session, a Release Your Power session. Check this out. In Harlem.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Let me tell you, my father, when he left home, left my mother back when I was 12 or 13, he left and he moved to Harlem. And he lived in Harlem for over 20 years as a drug addict, a heroin addict.
Wow.
He came back to Cincinnati when I was 18. Oh, he lived there maybe about 11 years. He came back when I was 18. Him and my mom got back together, blah, blah, blah. So you have to read the rest of that in my book, Prostitutes and Princes. For me to go to Harlem, and he died in Harlem. He died in Harlem when I was living in Westfield. My father had moved back to New York, re-entered a life of drug addiction after being off for 12 years.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And he died in Harlem on some street, I don't know the exact street, somewhere near Lenox. Now, only God can put a journey like this together. This is nothing you can do on your own.
No, of course not.
So for me to get invited, I didn't ask to go. Someone called me and said, just yesterday, I want you to come to Harlem and do your Release Your Power workshop.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
So, and I'm like overwhelmed that, first of all, my attachment to the people there is the fact that, for one, my father lived there for over 15 years. The fact that he was there, and we went there, and that's where we went and had his funeral, at a funeral home in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture I have on my wall here in my home that we took that day. My brother-in-law, who's a photographer, took the picture for us.
Wow.
And so this is a really high time for me right now to... And I've been to Harlem many times. Me and my husband's been over there.
Yeah, great.
But to go there in this capacity, that's why I'm letting it out now, because it's going to take me a minute to get myself.
Yeah, but, you know, again, you know, I think it's just the powers of your subconscious mind working, because you planted that seed, you know. You plant that seed of abundance. And, again, I mean, abundance is what it is. It's more. It's more than enough. Is more than you could ever imagine. That's really the true definition of abundance, more than you could ever imagine.
I could have never, 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 ever, ever.
Yeah.
There's nothing in my imagination.
Yeah.
That would have. I remember when, before he died, he was trying to contact me when I was living in Westfield, and he wanted me to come. He wanted me to come and see him. And I wouldn't go. I wouldn't. And then one day, I don't know, somehow we did end up going over there, me and my husband. And I didn't know that much about New York. You know, I'm from Ohio, but my husband took me over. I spent a little time with him. And so, like you say, that seed being planted, I'm just overwhelmed. I really am. But I'm thankful, and I look forward to empowering people there. And I feel that Harlem is special, you know, because of that and, you know, some other things. But I just say I can't believe. So just to your conversation about consciously and just people don't worry. You know, just do what God shows you to do. And I know He's showing you something.
Oh, yeah, you just got to listen, that's all.
That's all you got to do is listen. So I know we got to run. The students are waiting for me at Essex County.
Me too.
Our students are waiting. Let's go give them, boy, let's go hit them with everything we got, Brother Terry.
Hey, you got it, you know, I guess, boy. I'm going to leave something that you'll never forget, because this is important. This is so important.
All right. I know, right? We got to. If we teach at the same time, my class starts at 8:30. I don't know about yours. But
I don't start until 10, but I like to get it early, you know.
I was going to say we should cross taught, like you get my class and I'll do your class.
Oh man, hey, we could do that.
unless of course you have English, forget it.
Oh no, but hey, something that needs to buy.